If you listen to the title of this podcast, then right now you're doing the exact same thing as me. You are laying on your bathroom floor. Now, I know this doesn't make sense to a lot of people. It sounds crazy. It sounds gross. If it's gross, then you should probably clean your floor. But this is a place that I've been, I feel like, my whole life. I don't know why, but any time that I have ever felt stress, anxiety, or, you know, when you walk in a room or you close a door behind you and you just feel like you're going to explode and you lean against the wall and it's very dramatic. It's like a movie scene and you slowly crouch down and next thing you know, you're laying on the floor. That's a moment that I've been in many, many times in my life, and I'm sure you have as well. And if you haven't, well, I'm sure you have a different experience just like that. There was this one time, sorry if my stomach growls, I'm just a little nervous, but there was this one time that I was at a party and I was there with my best friend, and I didn't drink at the time. I think I was like 18 years old. I didn't start drinking until I was like 21, and I've never been a huge fan of alcohol, or I don't smoke, no drugs at all. Like, it's just not my thing. Anyways, I was at this party and I was with my best friend, and I couldn't find her anywhere. No matter where I looked, she was nowhere to be found. I checked every single bedroom. I checked outside. I checked the people that she had a crush on, and I couldn't find her anywhere. And then I finally, like, checked the bathrooms, which I felt a little uncomfortable doing because, you know, who knows what's going on in the bathroom. And I knocked on one, and she was in there. And I could hear her. And I asked if I could come in, and I got the mm-hmm kind of thing. But there was a lot of motion in that little mm-hmm. So when I opened the door, I found her curled up against the wall. And I walked in and I said, "You're doing it all wrong. Whatever emotion you're dealing with right now, it's not gonna get itself out. You're all curled up. There's no way for it to exit. You have to lay on the ground." And she was like, "What? I'm not gonna, what? That's disgusting." And I was like, "Lay on the ground, trust me." And she's like, "This isn't even like my house. I don't know what's been here." And I'm like, "Listen, if it was your house, you wouldn't know what's been there." So I got her on the ground. We're laying on the ground. Specifically tile. Any bathroom that has tile and it's cold, it feels so grounding. And I sat beside her, laying on the ground, on a bathroom floor. And the first time in a long time, I was able to really connect with my friend. I was able to hear her. I was able to feel everything that she was telling me. And there was no distractions. It was a ceiling to look up at. And it was all about the vibrations that you felt on the floor, through the voice of the person that was speaking. And it said a hell of a lot more than any text message could ever send. So if you're ever in need, I'm not saying that all you need is a bathroom floor, but I think we got to get away from these text messages, thinking that they're going to solve our problems, thinking that that's the way that we need to release emotion. I'm in a very happy relationship in my life, but it also has its complications. Now, this is fast-forwarding a little bit. And one of the things that we've discussed and we came to terms with is, no matter how angry we are or frustrated or anything that we're dealing with, we do not argue over texts. Because you can't read someone's emotion. You have no idea what they're saying. You have no idea how they're feeling. You have no idea if there was an autocorrect, if there was a period placed there because you did two space bars. You just don't know. And it's not the way to communicate. And I'm very, very thankful that we did it, because we wouldn't have made it this far if we argued over the phone, over text messages. It's so silly. And so when I was laying there with my friend on the bathroom floor, it felt like this was the first time I've ever talked to her. It's also, I don't even think it's about the first time I was ever talking to her. It was about the first time I ever heard her. I ever heard her emotions. I ever heard her struggles. Because even though I was there, I wasn't listening. It's not that I was narcissistic or I had a big ego. I was just so anxious. I couldn't absorb anyone else's thoughts or feelings, even if I was empathetic. And to finally hear my friend be emotional towards me, it changed our relationship. And how that's my best friend. And this is the type of friend where I can go years without seeing, months without seeing, weeks without seeing. And no matter what, once we get together, it's like we never left. And I'm sure we all have those friends. I know that if you're laying on the bathroom floor and you've listened this long to the podcast, that you're going through something. And I want you to know that you're okay. And you're allowed to be happy as well. I know a lot of people say it's okay to not be okay, but it's also okay to be okay. It's also okay to be mediocre. It's also okay to be really fucking happy. There's a lot of times in my life where I go through really stressful moments. I go through the worst moments of my life, and the next day, or even the moment after, I'm the happiest person I've ever been. Because for once in my life, or once for in a while, I'm able to release emotions or release this pent-up energy that I've been dealing with for so long, and I don't even have the decency to help myself. But we're constantly putting others before ourselves when we can't even look ourselves in the mirror. I'm not asking you to be in love with yourself. I'm not asking you to never change anything about yourself. I'm just asking you to lay on the bathroom floor. I'm asking you to lay on the bathroom floor and listen to yourself. Be heard by yourself. You deserve it. And I'm not just saying this to you, because this is something that I haven't done in a really long time. So whatever you're going through, you know what? It's not okay. It sucks. It fucking sucks. Whatever we are going through in our lives sucks. And it sucks at that moment. And that's shitty. It's okay, but it's shitty. It sucks. I'm so tired of people faking it. Especially on social media right now. Like, people are almost faking that they're sad at the same time. People are trying to be sympathetic with others all through their phone, where they have no idea what emotion they're actually feeling. And when we lie about how we feel, when we lie about our emotions, we don't know that.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter month, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
The truth. And when we lie so often, when we laugh in the text, or when we send those emojis, or when we just type LOL, or we type whatever, and we hide ourselves, there's going to be a moment when you look yourself in the mirror and you're not going to recognize who you see. And I don't want you to get there. I've lost a lot of my friends because they were looking through someone else's mirror and they were neglecting themselves. And I don't want you to get there. I don't want you to be there. I want you to be below there and laying on the bathroom floor with me. Maybe that'll be an event one day. I'll rent out a room and I'll just tile the entire floor. And everyone's going to sit in a circle and we'll make like that, like a circle like you did in gym class. And we'll all sit down and I'll give my speech from here. Because it's also a really good feeling on your back. Like it's sore, but it's sore because this is how you're supposed to be. Not sore. You're supposed to be in this posture. It's so nice to not look at your phone. It's so nice to not just be breaking your back for other people. How many times have you refreshed Instagram or refreshed TikTok just to see something to try to give you more dopamine than the task that you could be creating and finishing that can provide you with more self-love than anything that you're going to find on the internet? And that's what I love about these podcasts, is because there's no visual to it. We're in this together. We're having this conversation, even if it's one-sided. I just know you're listening. And I know you think I might not actually be laying on the floor, but there's a reason why I'm okay with you hearing my stomach growl or the AC beside me, the vent, because I'm actually on the floor. Because this is my safe space, and I wanted to introduce you to it. I've made a podcast on this before, but I never explained the reason why. And so I invite you into my home, into my tile, in my safe space, in hopes that you find your own. I don't want you to ever feel that the internet is your safe space, because it's dark, it's scary, and it's not fully who you are. Who you are is the way you are when you are alone. When you're by yourself. There's this saying like, oh, you leave the world how you came into it, alone, whatever. We're always alone. No matter how many people are around us, we're with ourselves all of the time. Alone in our minds. And we give ourselves the option to listen to the outside world or to stay within. And I got to tell you, I'm terrified after this pandemic to go out and have to listen to people. And it sounds so bad. I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm scared because I don't know how to anymore. I'm scared because after so many years of trying to be outgoing and not be socially anxious, not be scared of people, and not be overthinking every time I talk to someone, I'm scared that I'm going to have to relearn all of that. I have a few shows coming up. Going to VidCon, which is super exciting. But I'm also terrified to be around that many people. To be around the expectations of people, of other people.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And it seems so nice to have a number beside your name, but when you're walking around and you're seeing all these eyes, people aren't looking at you as the way that you're actually talking to yourself. Because like I said, we're alone in our minds. And so I'm looking at it as another perspective. As people don't know who I am. And I really wish they did. I really wish there was a chance where we can all sit on the bathroom tile and chat, become best friends that can go years without seeing each other just to get back to normal again. And I hope you have that person. I hope you have that moment. I hope you are okay with yourself, whether it's taking a day out of the week or out of the month to lay on the floor or to go for a walk and just talk with yourself. I think it's really important to check in with who you are and how you're doing, even if it's bad. I know it's scary, but the only way to better help ourselves is if we ask ourselves questions. We can't simply just come up with answers if we don't even know what we're answering. I'm not saying that you're a question, your entire life is a question, but I think it's important to check in and ask yourself, why, how, when, what, where? Who am I? How am I feeling right now? I think it's really important, and I hope you find that. And if there's something that you're dealing with right now, I know there's something that I'm dealing with, but there's a few things that I thought were going to go my way, but absolutely did not. Cry about it, laugh about it, punch a wall about it, let that out. Don't battle with that inside your body because it's going to just eat you alive from the inside. I promise it's all going to work out because it always does. And if you're somebody who doesn't have the greatest luck, well, you're going to have to work a little harder, but I promise you're going to get to where you need to be. I always used to look at people, say, like in my field or in my life, and I would always be envious of the life that they have. And it never came easy for me. Whether it was sports, I always had to work a little harder in tryouts. But guess what? I got there. I had to practice a little harder, but I got there. I had to take a little longer, but I got there. And so to myself, whatever I'm dealing with right now, I promise I'm going to get there. And to you, the same thing. Obviously, I don't know what every single person is going through, and that's why when I say this podcast is a conversation, it's because sometimes we need to have the conversation with ourselves. And this isn't just for you, it's for me as well. And so we're going to get there, I promise. Thank you guys very much for listening. If you're going to VidCon, make sure you say hi. I'm going to be at the BetterHelp panel. I'm going to do a little talk with Kelly Yu. I'm super excited. I'm also terrified to talk in front of people. And then I'm going to also have a booth for my clothing brand. And it's called Stay You. So we'll be there as well. And then hopefully we'll go to Playlist. But I'm very excited to meet everyone, even though I'm terrified. But I'm very thankful. I want everyone to know that. Okay, my stomach's growling too many times now, so I'm going to get going. But stay here as long as you want.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.